This is VOA News. Sudanese protesters demonstrated into the night Monday. At least three people were killed when security forces fired on them. All this after the military seized power in an apparent coup. Security forces opened fire on protesters earlier in the day, killing three demonstrators, according to the Sudan Doctors Committee. The group said at least 80 people have been injured. Sudan's military chief, General Abdel Fattah Burhan, declared a nationwide state of emergency Monday and announced the end of a joint civilian-military council that ran the country for the past 2 years. The general made a televised address after military forces arrested Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and other officials of the Sovereign Council. Burhan said he dissolved the council and the government due to political quarrels that were threatening the security of the country. He announced that a new government of technocrats will soon be appointed. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders. His spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, spoke at a news conference on Monday, saying the ongoing military coup in Sudan must end. The Arab League and Egypt echoed remarks calling for the political agreements to be upheld, as did the African Union. You can read more reactions from world leaders